Okay, so let me give you this.
So your name?
I'm Charles.
Charles.
And I'm a sales rep for Dr. T's Remedies.
Okay.
Which is Tiresias Mist.
Okay.
And basically, it's a product where you can actually create your own feminized seeds from any female plant.
Interesting.
Whether it be a clone or just something that you're proud of growing and want to keep it. If you're particular with that meds, then you and you know what you're growing, you're actually going to like what you're growing. You're going to want to keep growing it. But basically how this is going to work is during transition, the starting of transition, when you're changing your lights over, you're going to use this product for 14 to 21 days. And you're going to use it once a day and basically be generous on the branch when you're spraying it.
So hold on 1 minute. So you're telling me that even if a plant is identified as a male,
correct,
you can use this product to
reverse. The idea behind this is if you look closely on this picture, it actually shows a female plant,
right,
with what I sprayed on here, 14 to 21 days, just this branch.
Just that branch.
Just the branch.
Will have seeds.
Right. The rest of the plant is a female. It's going to grow buds.
Interesting.
But the idea is, when you get it to the part of the, it's actually female pollen because it's coming from a female plant. There's no guessing. It's not a male plant, so it can't produce male parts.
Right.
Of the pollen.
Okay.
So the idea is, once this is, I don't want to say ripe, but you'll know when it's like too late.
Sure.
You'll take the pollen, bag it, cut it, maybe separate it so that you can use it for a year because it'll last for a year in the freezer. And then what you're going to do is, check this out. Take that same plant that I got the pollen from. And if you notice this bud right here,
right,
I'm going to go ahead and dab a little bit of that pollen on its own bud, and I'm going to bag that. 2 weeks, I'll have seeds just on that bud. Now, what I just did, I just saved your strain. So let's just say you got a strain that you really, really like and you're happy with.
Right.
You don't have to worry about not finding the seeds or finding anybody that's got clones or anything like that, or maybe it was just there's none left. You got your own seeds from your own female plant. Now we did an experiment with this plant here. We actually got like 90 seeds. So what we did is we got 10 guys to grow their own way, see what they come up with, and we got 90 female plants, no seeds.
Wow.
Sure. So the idea behind it was, the next step is 6 months later, since you still have that stuff in the freezer, your buddy gets this really cool plant, you try it and you really, really like it, you're going to dab your pollen, put it on his plant, and you've already crossbred.
Wow. It makes crossbreeding really easy.
It does make it easy, but here's the thing, man. Most people like their breeds, and they'll keep it forever and ever and ever. And that's what's good for them, so that's what's good for them.
Cool.
Cool?
How do you find out about your
actually,
product?
It's drtsremedy.com. It's got all the facts you need to know about the product. If you have any questions and you do purchase it, you find all the questions there. Now, it comes with a 100% money-back guarantee as long as you use it according to the recommendations on the bottle. So, and please, you call us and everything. You know, we'll walk you through it if
and
you have to.
The product itself doesn't have cannabis in it.
No, actually, the product itself is a natural mineral, non-toxic, so it's safe for your soil. You can actually spray it in your soil, and you don't have to worry about it. You can get it on your skin, and you're probably not going to get rash or anything like that. So,
cool.
It's a natural mineral, like I said.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Thank you very much.
Sure, no problem.
Appreciate it.
And there you go.
Thanks. Okay, now we're walking over to the stage where they're announcing the winners for this year's Cannabis Cup at in downtown Los Angeles. High times.
And now to present the award for outstanding glass smokeware, please welcome Miss High Times 2011, Clazina Van Andel.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be home in LA. I'm here to announce one of my favorite categories, best glass. All right, third place goes to Dope Ass Glass.
Dope Ass Glass, winners of third place for best glass product. Dope Ass from Las Vegas, Nevada, some of the finest glassware in America. They'll be up shortly.
All right, second place, incredible.
Incredible with a third win tonight in second place for best product. Three times winner. Let's hear it. Three times winner at the LA Medical Cannabis Cup.
Yo, incredible. I just want to say a huge thank you to Joel Halen. Joel pulled together the glass on like a week's notice. The pieces are completely amazing. We're only left with this one, but you can see the filth on it. You guys can dab it up. We really love Cali. The mountains are cool, but this shit is definitely tops.
Let's hear it for incredible. Three-time winners tonight.
All right, in first place goes to Hitman Glass.
Hitman Glass takes it for their incredible $40,000 glass pipe. Give it up for Hitman!
Yo, we really appreciate everybody who came out. It was really fun concentrating with the whole community out here, and it's a real good showing. Thank you so much, High Times Magazine. And please give it up for them right now. Show some love.
And thank you.
And big rest in peace to my best friend and recently deceased Eric Wiseman. So please show some love for that.
This is for E-Rock.
Much love.
All right, thank you. And now for our first Cannabis Cup Award of the evening. To present the Medical Cannabis Cup for Outstanding Edibles, please welcome High Times Freedom Fighter of the Year, the legendary Bay Area activist, cannabis activist herself, the remarkable Debbie Goldsberry.
LA, this is amazing. Let's hear it for LA. I'm really happy to be here handing out the Medical Cup Award. I love the medical cannabis baked goods, and I'm High Times Freedom Fighter of the Year. Steve Hager made this organization based on the revolutionary freedom fighters. And if any medicine is a revolutionary medicine, it's the medical cannabis baked goods. Let's hear it for the hard workers who put this stuff together for all of us. And I wrote a column about this. I write a column for Medical Cannabis, High Times Medical Marijuana Magazine. And I wrote the column. I use those baked goods all the time. The infamous, you know, maybe I had a little too much. Anyway, so the things not to do, you know, but one thing I found out is this. If you take too much and you think, well, I'm gonna die. I don't know if you've been there, but anyway. Okay, I heard a scientist. The cannabinoid receptors. Well, they're not in the heart and they're not in the brain. You're never gonna die. The one thing I wrote the column about is this. Take it easy on the baked goods. It's revolutionary medicine and ease your way in, and they're totally lovely. And this is what I think. We're in charge of the future of medical cannabis, and I'm here with Steep Hill Labs representing the Quanacan and Liana Limited, saying we can get our own act together and make good businesses and create the future. And this is the list of who's gonna lead us forward on the medical cannabis baked goods and the medical cannabis medibles this year. And the winners are. Thank you. Number three. Third place, Aussie Rock, Buds and Roses Collective.
Aussie Rock by Buds and Roses Collective. A fabulous cookie.
Do I just keep on going?
Move on to second place, Debbie.
Chiba Chews, the Decadose by DPC Inc. in the house.
Chiba Chews, Decadose by DPC Inc. They won in Denver. Now they are second place here at the LA Medical Cannabis Cup.
In the first place, I'm very excited.
Hold on, Debbie. Hold on. There you are.
Hey, we want to thank High Times for putting this event together that we can all medicate at freely without feeling like criminals. So thank you. That's the future. I want to thank Kanaroo Kitchen for their consistent product, for the Aussie Rock and all our staff and patients at Buds and Roses.
I know the guy, Adam Weiss.
Yeah, you know Adam Weiss?
Yeah, Adam Weiss.
Oh, that's cool. They do a show with us.
Yeah.
Ham on Everything.
Yeah, Ham on
guys.
Everything. Yeah, that Dirty Daddy representing.
Cool.
Always swagging out.
Yeah. So you guys were just in here, but...
No, we weren't in there, man, but we're just getting here, just trying to see what's up from the sidelines.
Why wouldn't they let you in?
No, well, I don't got my wristband, of course, man. In the end, man, you know, on the way home, man, they're always giving away good shit.
Yeah.
Trying to see, you know, what's up. Right?
You know what? It's dying down anyway, though, man.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's pretty much at the end of the line. Yeah. But, yeah, cool. Where are you guys from?
Just right here, man. I live downtown, right down the block, man. Downtown LA, man.
Cool.
Yeah, we stay smoking good shit, man. Everybody's happy in the end, man.
Yeah, cool.
That's the bottom line, man.
Where
so
do you guys
legalize it, man.
What club do you guys go to get your shit?
Oh, man, we go to fucking Exquisite Flower, Downtown Collective, fucking down the street of that as well, man.
Third and Wall, DNC, Downtown Natural Caregivers. You know those
Downtown
guys?
Natural Caregivers is pretty good too, man. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, man.
Yeah,
take it easy, man.
Take
it easy.
What's up, man?
What's up? I'm too stoned, man.